Laura Beck is a physical therapist who fights Parkinson's with her fists, or more accurately, with her patients' fists. Yeah, she incorporates boxing treatment into Parkinson's disease treatment with her patients, and we talk to her about what that means, where she does it, and how you could be doing it too.
When we think of Alzheimer's, or when we used to think of cognitive impairment, it was kind of this sentence, and there wasn't a whole lot you could do. At least that was the thought at the time. What we're seeing is that if we get to the root cause of why people are having cognitive impairment, then we can actually potentially reverse cognitive impairment. And I think that's the way we're going with Parkinson's as well. Let's get to some of the root causes of why people are having neurodegenerative conditions. Let's intercept people early. Let's prevent Parkinson's.
Talking with Laura Beck today, doing a little boxing work. She's a PT and an NCS. Her practice focuses on empowering people with Parkinson's disease to slow the disease progression and manage the symptoms of PD with the best use of evidence-based care and boxing. Yeah, take a listen. Listen to this. Show is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. Johnny leading the charge in not only teaching people how to use BFR, but also the research behind it. So if you read a paper on BFR that's come out recently, it's probably Johnny on there as well. So check him out online at OwensRecoveryScience.com. They get you certified to use it in clinical practice, plus they got the equipment you'll need to apply it. Again, OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pinecast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Welcome to PT Pinecast. The next episode starts right now. We like to say the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. I'm your host, Jimmy McKay. On the program is Laura Beck. Laura's a PT and a NCS in the state of North Carolina. Laura, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
I love the ways that I find people to bring on this show. It's a lot. Art imitates life. It's my career in physical therapy is a lot like me kind of stumbling around a bar. Everybody else there are PTs or around the field of rehab. And I just kind of bump into people somehow. And I go, what are you into? And someone does something completely different. I go, that's cool. Let's talk for 15 minutes. So the way I came across you was Instagram, right? You're on there doing what? Explain that.
So I think probably when we first made contact, I think I was holding a punch shield for some people with Parkinson's and they were hitting the heck out of it. And we were working on some big amplitude punches that day.
Yeah, I think I was scrolling through something or on a hashtag, or you get into a rabbit hole on things like Instagram, and that's kind of why it's cool, is you can get across things outside of your little sphere of influence. And yeah, that was it. Is man, people with Parkinson's disease, they should be sitting down and they should be safe and they shouldn't be stressing themselves. And Laura's over here having to beat up a punch shield. And I love
it. Oh, yeah. It's a super old school thought. We really like to work people with Parkinson's hard. So what's really cool about Parkinson's is that it responds so well to intense exercise. It's like, honestly, as a neuro PT, this is like my dream population to work with, because we can just do so much good for people with Parkinson's.
What's the program look like? And so we'll give the name. It's at Rocksteady Boxing. It's actually at a boxing gym is where you do this?
Yeah, so Rocksteady Boxing is now an international program, and I have a local affiliate that I run, and it's non-contact boxing for people with Parkinson's. Non-contact meaning that they actually don't get hit, but they are hitting heavy bags and speed bags and focus mitts and dummies, and there are also boxing-style workouts going on at the same time. And yeah, we hold it at a fight gym. I teamed up with a really cool local gym, like kind of bare bones, special forces, MMA. Yeah, and it's just created this amazing network locally, and it has just been the perfect place to hold this class.
That's cool. I am glad to hear that patients with Parkinson's are not hitting each other, although that could be interesting, but that's good. But yeah, like so much varied stuff in boxing is the amplitudes, upper and lower extremity, you know, rotation, footwork. So where did you start like thinking, or you know, what got you into this? Because I know boxing and that idea, the movements have been around for a little bit anyway with Parkinson's. You know, why is it so great and what do you see?
So when I kind of first heard about it, it was a few years ago at CSM. I went to a pre-conference course that NeuroSection did with a bunch of PD experts from around the country. And I heard Dr. Stephanie Combs-Miller, who is based in Indianapolis, which is also where Rocksteady Boxing headquarters is located. So Stephanie was, I think, one of the main ones who really brought boxing to physical therapy and boxing style workouts and kind of put some evidence behind it. So it was not just this fun, intense workout. Like, she was actually starting to track benefits, which gave it a little bit more clout. So I first heard about it from Dr. Miller, Dr. Stephanie Combs-Miller. And then we just started dabbling with it at the clinic, honestly. Like, I got a pair of focus mitts, and we got a couple pairs of boxing gloves, and we started dabbling, honestly. Like, I had never boxed before. I was a three-sport athlete growing up, but boxing definitely was not one of them. And as a neurophysical therapist, I definitely didn't want to get hit in the head with anything I was doing. But we just kind of dabbled. I learned some basic punches. I learned how to teach some basic punches, and it just kind of blew up from there. We started using it at the clinic with people with Parkinson's. And then over time, I actually had some people who were going to a Rocksteady class. It was like over an hour away each way. We really just had this, the community wanted to have one closer and they wanted me to be the one to do it. And I really, this is way outside my comfort zone to start my own business and, you know, kind of leave the comfort of the clinic a little bit more, but it's just been this beautiful journey. And I've learned more about boxing along the way. I've gotten some fighters to help me teach some of these skills. So, you know, it's a little more legit, and it's just been this beautiful journey.
I like the fact that, I graduated PT school in 2016, so 3 years ago. But I like the fact that things like boxing are now, you know, they're so outside of where rehab was even just 10, 15 years ago. And now when someone says, I'm gonna take boxing and Parkinson's, people kind of go, they don't go, whoa, they kind of go, okay. Tell me more about. All right,
tell me more.
Where are you going with that? And that's kind of what I saw on that Instagram page. What is that Instagram page? How can people find that?
I believe it's Rocksteady Boxing Pinehurst. Just the whole thing written out.
Yeah. So you guys are always sharing kind of what you're doing in there.
Give us
some of the things that you think are most important about exercise programming for people with Parkinson's disease. Since you're a self-described, before we started recording, neuro geek. Get geeky on me.
Oh, I'm so geeky. I'll try to tone it down a little bit. But so boxing is fantastic for people with Parkinson's because you can really combine a lot of the things that we would work on separately into one really fun skill and activity. So you can really combine balance training and strength training and coordination and a lot of cognition all into one activity. And you kind of hide it with something that's really, really fun, and yet you can make it as challenging as you want to as a modality for people with neurologic conditions.
The intensity, and also you mentioned that fun factor. You know, why are people drawn to, to CrossFit? It's fun. It's social. You know, say whatever you want about it. It's got those components. You know, why did dodgeball have this big kind of kick, adult dodgeball leagues? It's social and it's fun. So you got that intensity. You're mixing up a bunch of different exercises. You bring in a couple things like power, moves.
Yeah.
What is that?
So amplitude training is something that is specific for people with Parkinson's. So people with Parkinson's tend to have slower, smaller movements and tend to potentially not use one side of their body as much as the other side. And so what amplitude training does is it helps recalibrate what the brain perceives as normal sized movement. So amplitude training is something that we deliver individually at the PT clinic. And it's also something that is fantastic to incorporate into these group classes. So PWR is Parkinson's Wellness Recovery. And that was started by Dr. Becky Farley out in Arizona. And she's a fantastic resource for everything Parkinson's related. And so that is a training that therapists could go through. And actually, they do a training now for personal trainers and other fitness professionals who are leading community classes to try to make them more evidence-based, which I think is fantastic. So PWR moves, power moves, as you may see it, is something that is fantastic to incorporate into boxing, working on big amplitude punches, big amplitude kicks, All of the more traditional strength training things that we do, we can be driving the amplitude of those movements more than for somebody with potentially an orthopedic issue.
Yeah. PTs who specialize in Parkinson's disease treatments, dosing these exercises. It just seems like it'd be a good session, right? I mean, that's what boxing training is. It's a lot of cardio, a lot of footwork, a lot of upper and lower separated and together movements. It seems like it'd be great. And you're advocating and educating not only the individual that you're treating, it's that world around them, I can imagine, too.
Yeah, so that's a great point. So not only are we, empowering people with Parkinson's to exercise and kind of have so much say in what happens to them. I mean, they can really optimize function and happiness and sleep and all of these things. And then at the same time, we're educating family members and we're educating the community on what is Parkinson's. You know, people with Parkinson's are not necessarily, older even. I mean, I work with a lot of 50 and 60 year olds who have two kids and work full-time jobs. And, so it's kind of almost changing the stigma a little bit and showing that all these amazing things are very, very possible. And people with Parkinson's actually can get better with that intense exercise.
And that's what we know with a lot of things, right? I mean, we've known it for a while. You check the research, it's intensity, intensity, intensity.
Yep.
But you've got to comply to it. So, all right, now we make it fun and we make it social. And now you've got the intensity and the consistency. And that's when we see results.
Stand by. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base, brooksihl.org.
Let's do this. Back to the PT Pinecast with Jimmy McKay.
If someone wanted to look for more, if they wanted to get super geeky and they wanted to go to the lit, where would you suggest they go?
So I am always in PubMed, and I have the emails that come to me every week with what's new in the PD research. So, get right into PubMed. If you're looking for some specific trainings, I really very much recommend Power Moves trainings that Dr. Becky Farley does, like I mentioned. There's also LSVT Big, which is another amplitude-based training. They are delivered differently, not better or worse, just differently, where LSVT Big is delivered one-on-one, 4 days a week, and for 4 weeks, where Power Moves can be delivered that way, or it can be delivered in a group setting. It can be, kind of one modality you offer. It doesn't have to be the only modality. So those are a couple of trainings that are fantastic. I also mentioned the neuro section has a Parkinson's course that kind of travels around the country. And that's when I went to when it was first offered at CSM a few years ago. And that is also fantastic.
I bet you guys are all, you're throwing punches and kicks and getting sweaty, and there's some focus pads in there as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think they're usually more scared that they're going to hit me than I am scared that they're going to hit me.
Well, that sounds fun. Now I'm using air quotes for people who can't see me. You're not having physical therapy.
Yeah.
You are going to a class with other people who are similar and different, from you, and you guys are doing this thing together. And man, if that isn't a great way to keep people compliant with no matter what your issue or no issue, that's a great way to do it, is add that social component. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. And like you said, there's a lot of accountability. If you're not showing up for class, your classmates are going to, be calling you and emailing you and checking on you because your butt better be at class. So, people have consistent partners that they work out with sometimes. So, your teammates are depending on you to be there. So it's nice for accountability, like you said.
You also shared with me before we got on the phone here, some articles. You mentioned Peterson, King, Cohen, and Horak in physical therapy in 2016. Article was Cognitive Contributions to Freezing of Gait in Parkinson's Disease, the Implications for Physical Rehabilitation. So many great ideas implement from that particular paper. Just another example of where people can kind of get into the lit as well. And then, trying it yourself.
Yeah, so like
right?
I
you
said,
mentioned that you were a three-sport athlete, yeah. You've never done any boxing, but do it yourself.
Yeah, so I dabbled initially with some boxing, just some basic punches, how to hold mitts. And then when I started doing a little bit of boxing training myself, the classes just got exponentially more fun, more interesting, more challenging. And we were working on legit fight skills, legit combinations, blocking, the defensive moves became more legitimate, even though we weren't, you know, nobody was getting hit. So just adding more of a cognitive challenge to it with all of these different moves, it's been fantastic since I've been learning some of the skills myself.
Killer workout too. Last thing that you wanted to suggest, learning more about Parkinson's, or if you're hearing this and going, hey, tell me more, classes are one way, as you mentioned, the class that you took at CSM, or reading, as you mentioned, the literature, but finding some other people and connecting socially, similarly how I found you, outgoing, smart, creative group of neuro PTs on Facebook that you can try to join, neuro collaborative professionals. You said that's a great place to find information as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of neuroclinical specialists in that group. But there's also some crossover with folks who are more geriatric specialists. And so there's a lot of crosstalk, lots of folks who are interested in working with people with Parkinson's, but also with other neuro conditions. So that's it's a great community, especially like I'm in North Carolina and I'm the only NCS for about an hour in any direction. And so I have some fantastic orthopedic manual physical therapists I work with, but you know, it's a great community for me to be able to get online and kind of troubleshoot some things with other NCSs. So you're never alone. Like, just find your tribe and build that community. Make sure you have that support.
We like to call them geekdoms. You want to find other geeks in your geekdom. Build
your own. Ooh, I like that.
I love when I'm in different Facebook groups and you just see someone who you can tell through their writing, they're just kind of exasperated, like, can someone please help me? I've tried 10 things and they're not working. And then you watch, you come back an hour later and there's like 25 comments of different, hey, try, you know, first of all, I'm sorry to hear you're exhausted or you're at the end of the rope. Try this or how about this? And so that's a place, the Neuro Collaborative Professionals group on Facebook is, I'm imagining, one of those places where you can go get some insight and vent a little, but then get some knowledge and get a little bit of a boost again.
Yeah, I think it's great. The other thing I would say about that is neuro PTs, I'm sure it's true for all PTs, but I feel like neuro PTs just want to share. It doesn't really feel like there's competition to be the best. It's how can we serve patients? How can we make our communities better? How can we deliver better care? So it is a beautiful relationship. It's not a competition at all.
All right. I didn't prepare you for this, I don't think, but we're going to do three questions. Are you ready for three questions?
Sure.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, here we go. It's brought to you by our friends from Aureus Medical Staffing. You're in North Carolina. I'm in New York. We've got PTs all over the country. Aureus finds PTs jobs in all 50 states. Short-term assignments, that whole hashtag travel PT, that's a thing, man. You can go be a PT in Hawaii for a couple weeks, go to Alaska, Florida, Maine, doesn't matter. Rivers, mountains, beaches, they got you covered. See what they have available. And if you're looking how do you get your license, moved around and get transferred from state to state, they've got someone in their organization that will help you do that. Housing, CEUs, what does that mean? They've got someone that will help you do that. So they'll walk you through all the hard parts, let you do what you want to do, which is be a PT where you want to do it. Find them online at AureusMedical.com. First question, since they have positions in all 50 states, you're in North Carolina, where would you want to go and be a PT? If you could go anywhere you want, you've got a free plane ticket, where would you want to go for 13 weeks?
Ooh, so I would definitely say upstate New York, which
what?
Is...
What? What do you mean definitely? That doesn't come up very often. What do you mean?
No, so I'm from upstate New York. And
where?
So that's right outside of Ithaca, right in the Finger Lakes.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
See, upstate New York, no way, that's a stupid dad joke. But
yeah.
That's cool. I'm from upstate New York too. That's why I asked.
Yep, so I would definitely say New York State.
That's cool. Yeah, it's nice. I would say, in the summer, or at least when you're near a ski hill, I would say in the winter, but
I definitely don't think I'm as tough as I used to be with the cold.
Second question is, what's something that you read that really inspired you? Could be a book, a paper, a quote, anything.
I think one of the books that I've read in the last couple of years that has really inspired me is more of a functional medicine book. It's The End of Alzheimer's by Dr. Dale Bredesen. The reason I would say that is, you know, when we think of Alzheimer's or when we used to think of cognitive impairment, it was kind of this sentence, and there wasn't a whole lot you could do. At least that was the thought at the time. And what we're seeing is that if we get to the root cause of why people are having cognitive impairment, then we can actually potentially reverse cognitive impairment. And one of the things I think is really inspiring about that is I think that's the way we're going with Parkinson's as well. Let's get to some of this, the root causes of why people are having neurodegenerative conditions. Let's get to some of these root causes and reverse them. Let's intercept people early. Let's prevent Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is where we're going with it.
The crossover between Parkinson's and neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, as you mentioned,
yep.
we like to see that the research is saying intense exercise is some of the best ways to, you know, stave off or slow the progression
yes.
of. And that's perfect. That's right
yep.
where our profession is. So that's great. Last yep. question on three questions. Who is someone the audience should know more about? Maybe someone in or out of the profession. This is your chance to give someone a cool shout out.
I would say a couple of the members of the Neuro Collaborative. There's Claire McLean and Julie Hirschberg. Both of them are out in California, and they're fantastic NCSs. And I've really learned a lot from them, and they really inspire me. They're so creative, always sharing ideas. And yeah, they're really inspiring to me.
Cool. All right. You're off the hot seat. That was three questions.
Awesome.
You're good. You passed. Last thing we do on the show is your parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, Rock Tape is a movement company, tools and education for medical professionals. If you're looking to help your patients go stronger longer, check out rocktape.com.
Laura, it's your chance for your mic drop moment. If you were going to leave the audience a physical therapist or PT students, PTAs, PTA students with something to hold near and dear to their heart, what's your parting shot?
Don't underestimate the people you're working with. Keep raising the bar and keep expecting more, and keep people with Parkinson's moving.
And let them punch things hard.
Yeah, even yeah. better.
All right, Laura Beck, appreciate your time. Where can people reach out to you? What's the easiest way? Email address, website, what do you got for them?
Yeah, you could do lbeck@maxmotiontherapy.com. That's my work email. And on Instagram, it's rocksteadyboxingpinehurst. Feel free to reach out, kind of see some of the things that we're doing and share some ideas of things you're doing with people with Parkinson's too.
Love it. Laura, appreciate your time. And, you know, keep the hands up. Keep throwing punches, all right?
Hands up, big movements.
Hands up.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet.
ptpinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast proudly supports the Travis Mills Foundation. On April 10th, 2012, United States Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills of the 82nd Airborne was critically injured on his third tour of duty in Afghanistan by an IED while on patrol, losing portions of both legs and both arms. He is one of only five quadruple amputees from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to survive his injuries. Thanks to his amazing strength, courage, and incredible will to live, the heroic actions of the man in his unit, the prayers of thousands, and all the healthcare providers at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, Travis remains on the road to recovery. He founded the Travis Mills Foundation, a nonprofit organization formed to benefit and assist combat injured veterans. Travis lives by his motto, never give up, never quit. To support the Travis Mills Foundation or to find out more, visit travismills.org.